All right, folks, I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. Folks, we do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time. Always the best way to get your Ambit Energy week off to a great start. Guys, let me tell you, come to this call every week. Pen and paper, your word processor, whatever you got, make sure you're ready to take notes. Come expecting to hear something on this call that's going to make a difference for your business right now, and you got to know tonight is no exception. Everybody's talking about ambition. You should be talking about it too. You should be registered for it. Go to the Power Zone. Register for our national conference. All the details are there. September 17th through the 19th, virtual process right there in your home on your internet. Can't miss it. Registration is only $99. The attendee-only bonus will help you make even more than that. Got to be there. Got to be a part of it. And I'll tell you somebody else who's going to be a big part of it, our special guest for the evening. Number one income earner in all of Ambit Energy, one of the top 20 in network marketing worldwide. I get to call him my friend. Please welcome to the call Mr. Brian McClure. Brian, you there?
Hey, I'm here, Bear. Appreciate the kind words, and I'm looking forward to the day that I'm able to tell people on this call that you promoted to national consultant.
It can happen.
It can, or it will.
There you go. Yeah.
All right.
The first thing I want to ask you, Brian, because I know that you have dear friends and you have property in Louisiana. Wanted to find out for you and for everybody else on the call, how did you fare? Is everything okay?
Yeah, everything's fine at my fishing resort in Delacro. Lucky for us, I'm lucky for the people in the western part of the state. But it took Laura took a turn to the left, if you will, and so it didn't affect us too much. We did move all of the park homes and trailers out and so on and so forth. But I appreciate you asking and ask everybody to keep all the people that have a big rebuilding process in front of them in Lake Charles, Cameron, Louisiana area, and on up north from there. The damage by the winds was pretty severe, and it's going to be a long road for those folks. So keep them in your prayers.
All right, good. Glad to hear you made through.
Yeah, we were fine. Hey, I want to thank everybody for getting on tonight's call, you know, it's been the evolution series that we've been doing on Wednesday night has just been incredible. If you're new to the call and you don't know what I'm talking about, we've done a Facebook Live every Wednesday night at 8 Central, 9 Eastern, of course. And that Facebook Live can be viewed in Five Star Power Team, the group Five Star Power Team. So if you're not familiar with Facebook, you can go and join Facebook and then just search Five Star Power Team and ask to join the team. One of the moderators of the group will approve you and join us on Wednesday night. And we've done three so far. The first one was done by Holly Martin, and she talked about building the written list. And the purpose of this series is to kind of teach some of our old timers, more traditional builders, you know, how to build online, how to be better equipped for the transformation that's occurring in the industry. And don't have time to go over it tonight, but I'll just suffice to make a short statement and say I personally believe that our industry will never be like it used to be. Yes, there'll be hotel meetings at some point. Yes, we'll get back to doing in-home meetings. But the fundamental shift that's occurred, if you just think about the number of people that didn't even know what a Zoom call meant, versus the number of people that are on Zoom and doing Zoom calls, the whole movement from belly to belly to using technology and using online methodologies has just been accelerated by COVID. And at the end of the day, you know, if you can sit in your living room and build a business versus getting out and riding all over the place or flying all over the place and going through those expenses, the bottom line is that's what you're going to do. And you know, the real builders of the business are going to blend the two once we have the ability to, you know, our policies and procedures of AMBIT allow us to do meetings again, which they do not right now. And, you know, there'll be a blend of the two, but I don't ever believe that it'll go back to the traditional way. So we started the Evolution series to, you know, kind of talk about the similarities and the blending of the two, and then get those of you that don't use social media or any sort of online methodologies kind of tuned into what's going on. And, you know, if you start to look at the numbers and understand the numbers, you'll understand that you can just build a huge business so much faster with a lot less expense using some of these online methodologies. So the first week we had Holly Martin on. She talked about building a written list and how to prospect on the internet. And then last week we had Jonathan Drew, who's kind of the founder, the father of the most successful online methodology used by AMBIT consultants today, and the creator of Five Star Power Team. And the you know, what Jonathan talked about was, you know, converting people from that written list to getting them to actually look at the business presentation. And then Erica Luga, who is our guest speaker tonight, you know, she talked about this past Wednesday of, you know, how to get somebody started. You know, once you've met with success and somebody's joined your team and you're sitting in New York someplace and they're sitting in Texas or Illinois or whatever, you know, how do you get them started? One of the things that really excited me last Wednesday was, you know, how Erica started traditionally and then converted to online and just like myself, really knew nothing about it. And then when the pandemic hit and other things started to happen and she saw the excitement that was going on, just became a student of it, which brings me to my last point before I turn it over to Erica. And that is, this is not something that you listen to a couple of Sunday night calls or you watch a couple of Sunday night or Wednesday evening, 8 Central Zoom, Facebook Lives at Five Star Power Team, and then all of a sudden you just, you know, you're a guru. You know, it takes time like anything else to learn. You know, I use the analogy of learning how to ride a bike. When you first start to ride a bike, which is a new experience for you, fall off and skin your knee, and then you get past that awkward stage into a mechanical stage where you're not falling off the bike anymore, but just kind of going from point A to point B, and then you evolve through that mechanical stage into the natural stage where things are just flowing for you and you're jumping curbs and, you know, doing crazy things on your bike. And it's no dissimilar to building our business in the traditional sense, or building a business online using social media and other methodologies. So understand that it's a process, but what I can tell you is it's worth the investment in the process. I've been at it for a few months trying to educate myself because I built my organization, you know, fundamentally, though there were people that used Facebook and used online methodologies, but fundamentally the traditional way, eyeball to eyeball, belly to belly. And, you know, I see the growth in my organization today occurring with the people that have, you know, been online or converting to online methodologies. And, of course, that's all accelerated rapidly with COVID and the limitations that COVID-19 has placed on us. So the organizations are growing, that are growing residually are the organizations that are being built online. So I want to kind of get out of the way and Erica, are you on with us?
I'm here, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing great. I really appreciate you taking time out to join us tonight. I'm going to just kind of turn it over to you and you know, maybe first you'll start off by, you know, telling people, you know, where they can go and see the Facebook Lives on the Five Star Power Team site, and then just hop right into your content of last Wednesday and kind of take people through it, and then we'll do some questions and answers at the end.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you very much. I appreciate being asked to be on the call. I feel honored. I feel like a big dog now. I appreciate it. Like Brian said, we've been doing the Evolution series on the 5-Star Power Team. Well, Brian and John have been doing it. If you go on Facebook, just type in 5-Star Power Team, and you're going to see it says a group. You click on that, and then there should be a join button close to the top of the page. You click join. You're approved pretty quickly. And then once you're in there, there's a couple little tabs. One tab will say units. If you click on that, and then you're going to go to unit 7, and you'll see all of the replays of the past 3 weeks that we've had. And then there's 3 more weeks, and those will be added in there as well. So I'm really excited, and I want to piggyback off of something that Brian said. And he said that it excited him to know that I started traditionally as well, and now I'm working and trying to learn how to do this online stuff. I just want to let everyone on the call know it's absolutely true. I am doing this call is petrifying for me, guys, just so you know. I am a personal one-on-one type of person. My husband and I started our business 5 years ago, and we did everything traditionally. We followed the system the way it was set up. We did everything. We did home parties. We never even, we didn't like do hotel meetings or anything like that. I have an office in my home, or we would go and do launch parties at individual homes, you know, of the consultants. And we had really good success with that. But when the whole pandemic thing happened, I had started working with John Drew, the founder of the 5-Star Power Team. I started working with him a little bit before it actually happened because I saw that he was doing some really great things and I wanted to be involved and learn more. And everything that I know, he's taught me. He does a lot of great training and he shares his knowledge. And I'm so grateful because we've gotten to where we are because of him. But when the pandemic hit, we really had to make a big shift. We had to really start doing meetings online and using the Zoom. And I don't like videos. I'm a little bit uncomfortable, but I'm starting to get so much more traction in our business. Like it's actually growing faster because we have teams in Hawaii, Texas, California, some Illinois team members. We're having a lot of traction in their groups because they can access us a lot easier now. I don't have to worry about trying to travel to them and do a meeting. We can do it online, which that ability was always there. I just never forced myself to do it until we had no other choice, right? You got to move with the times and adjust if you want to keep building. So that's what we did. And lo and behold, it's been very beneficial. We're doing very, very well. So I'm grateful, actually, you know, with everything that every obstacle that you have to overcome, it's actually like an opportunity. So we're learning more and growing our business even faster. And so what I talked about last week was how to get your new consultant started once they join. And I'll quickly go through a little bit of that. Basically, we call it onboarding. And that's basically all it is just getting them accustomed to the system that you have set up for your particular team. There are a lot of Facebook groups and a lot of different leaders, and everyone has great tools. But for our particular team, I'm going to go through and tell you exactly what we do, what I teach my team and my leaders to do. And if there's anything that sounds good to you, I hope it, you know, adds a little value to what you do. But the purpose of onboarding is so that you can have some consistency and that your new consultants are getting the appropriate information and all the tools they need to get themselves started. So I'm going to jump right in. Onboarding, I've got it in a few different steps. First of all, when you do the enrollment with the new consultant, we do it either we send them the link so that they can set up themselves, or we do it on Zoom and we walk through it together so that they can see. It's very important that you're letting your new consultants do the enrollment themselves and you're guiding them, because that's partly how they get trained, by hands-on, right? Once we get them set up, we do a quick introduction of their websites, not spending a whole lot of time, but just showing them where customer enrollments are done, consultant enrollments, and in their power zone, just a few little things in there. It's really important to let your consultants know that they're not going to break their power zone. You don't know how many new consultants, they ask me questions because they're afraid to touch things in, like, click on buttons. Just get in there and play with it and find things. You'll find things that I won't even remember to tell you, and it could be of some use for you. The next step is, and this is all part of onboarding one, is getting them added to those Facebook groups. For us, our team is the Ambit Autopilots. We also add them to the 5-Star Power Team right away. John has units set up in that group. I mentioned before, you can see the replays in Unit 7. Well, if you are a member of that team and you have someone that you'd like to take a look at the business, John has it set up that you can add your friends or family or your guests or whoever to the group, and then you tag them in Unit 1. And that's like an introduction. They can go through, and John has it all set up to let them know about how the business works. So it works really, really well. You just get them in there, explain what you're tagging them in, and then they can go through and watch the videos and see what's going on. So the next thing we do is obviously their certification. That needs to be done right away, because if they don't do it, they can't get customers. They can't enroll. So the next part of what I do is I schedule a follow-up within 1 to 3 days is my goal, to do a follow-up with my new consultant, and we do it on Zoom. I want you to remember when I'm explaining these that you have to pay attention. I kind of put my consultants through tests, and this is where the first test begins, because I pay attention to every decision they make, how they act, how they respond. I want to know if they're coachable and if I can work with them. It's very important. And I want to know, you know, am I spending too much time? Are they going to continue to work the business? So when I go to schedule this Zoom follow-up after they're signed up, I want to see how quickly they're eager enough to get into this follow-up meeting. If they say tomorrow, I'll be ready tomorrow, then I know that they're eager. They're ready to go. They want to learn this. They are excited, and I don't want to hold them back at all. Now, if they say, oh, I can't tomorrow, I can't the next day, I can't, let's try next week. Not to say that they won't do anything, but I can tell that it's not their number one priority. They're not willing to make the sacrifice or make the plan to do this follow-up. So already I'm starting to pay attention to these things, okay? Now, the next part of this is actually my first test, is when we do the follow-up. I give them homework that they need to do between our signing them up and when we're going to do our next follow-up, when we do our next meeting. The homework is that I want them to get into the power zone, and I make them, well, I can't make them, but I tell them, watch all of the videos in the Ambit U series and make questions, write down their list of questions while they're watching it. So, guys, very smart people put together those videos. And even though we are in a day and age where we have to convert this and doing it online, the system is still the same. So I don't want to have to reteach exactly what is already in those videos. Corporate has put together some great tools in there, and I use those tools. It makes my job easier. So I want them to watch all those videos and write down questions. If they are in an area where they can be their own customer, I expect them to enroll their own bill, and I want them to make their list of no less than 50 names. They're also supposed to use their time to go through that Unit 1, which is in the 5-Star Power Team, go through that content and know what they're tagging people in if they haven't already been in it. So I just want to make a little joke here that I'm saying tests. Guys, these aren't really hard tests. I'm really just watching their mannerisms and their excitement to kind of guide me on how much motivation they're going to need and how much attention I should give them to best use my time. So the next onboarding step and kind of test at the same time is the follow-up. First of all, do they show up to the meeting? I mean, if they don't show up, then we've got another, like, you know, check it off the list that they didn't show up when they were supposed to. That's another note to make, right? Now, if they did, I'm looking to see if they have their list of prospects. And we're going through it together and making sure that the list, you know, we're making notes of anyone that's money motivated, business oriented, so that we can kind of decipher which ones might be interested in the business. And then we go through all of the questions, anything that they've had, questions from the videos and going through Five Star Power Team. Usually they're honest with me and tell me if they have watched all of it or just some of it. But as long as they've gotten in and done some of the homework, then that's a plus. I pay attention to their eagerness, to their attentiveness. Do they have questions? Are they still excited? You know, all of these things are kind of gauging where you're at with them. During this meeting, we go through, and obviously I explain to them that we're not doing, I don't want you doing the presentation. I want you doing the invitation. And I forgot to mention that during the first meeting, I specifically tell them when they leave not to talk to anyone about the business until we have our follow-up. And that's because I don't want them to say the wrong things. I want them to know how to do this. So here we are back at the follow-up. I explain to them how to do this. So people do not want to be sold something. They that's the honest truth. They don't want to feel like they're being sold. We want to give them options. I really love when we can pay a compliment and ask for their opinion. That works very well. And I stress to them to be yourself. Like, don't try and talk to people in a very unfamiliar way, like some way that they're not used to how you are. Be yourself. I think that's one of the reasons why Gibson and I have been so successful up to this point, as successful as we are, but is that we're ourselves. We don't try to be someone that we're not. People are familiar with us, and they know that we're telling them the truth, and that's worked really well for us. The other thing that happens during this meeting is I give them 30 days to fill their calendar with appointments. And my intention is that I will attend every Zoom meeting with them. Now, we used to do these as in-home meetings. I would let them fill a calendar and I would go. And oh my goodness, we had back-to-back meetings all the time. I'd be driving to one house and then straight to another and then back to my house and straight to another. We had many a days where I was very tired by the end of the day. And that's another reason why doing these Zoom meetings is so much easier. I can schedule them back to back, and I don't have to get out of my chair. You guys ever, I'm sure you've heard, like, the whole, like, mullet joke. You got business in the front and party in the back. Well, guess how easy it is to be nicely dressed on top and still have your sweatpants on the bottom, right? Sorry. Anyway. We give them the 30 days to fill their calendar, and I do all the presentations for them, all the meetings on Zoom, so that they can learn how I talk and how I present, and they can learn from me. And then they also have the option of the ATM method that John teaches, and he teaches add, tag, and message. I'm not going to go into training on that because I am not the guru. John is. I'm still learning, but it works very, very well, and he has videos on in the Five Star Power Team that can teach you that too. They're given information. We have weekly Zooms. We do presentations on Mondays and Wednesdays at 8 o'clock, and we have them open for everyone in our team. But in addition to that, they have the 30 days they can make individual meetings. We push them to do the two meetings that we do regularly, but sometimes guests can't make it to those, and I'm willing to do other times. The next step and test that I put in is, we as a team offer new consultant training once a month. We typically do these on the last Sunday of every month. And during these meetings, we offer, we discuss the basics, the AMBIT system, kind of reviewing the videos that we've gone over or that they should have gone over in the AMBIT U. We talk about how to get promoted. And we spend a little bit of time because I'm in Indiana and most of our team is here. If we have a lot of guests from Indiana, we go through our local market because we can gather our own customers here. So we go over that. And then we talk about attitude and motivation, persistence, kind of like mindset stuff on building your business and staying focused. So part of the test for that is that they're expected to attend that new consultant training. And again, if they don't, I mean, I know things happen, you guys, life happens, situations come up, you can't make it, you're sick, you know, whatever. But I don't like a lot of excuses. If you know about this a couple weeks in advance and you can't, if it's not an emergency and you just don't show up, then you're letting me know that this isn't that you're not serious. This isn't important to you. And that's a red flag for me. The other thing that we do here at this, the new consultant training, is we set goals. Goals are very important. We set goals and we challenge everyone to hit the regional consultant promotion fast track within 30 days. If they don't, it's not like a punishment, but it's giving them a goal, agreeing on a time frame, helps them reach for something, helps them work towards a specific time. So it's helped us tremendously. And the next step we have is our onboarding step four, test four. So they promote it, okay? This happens once they hit regional consultant, they're considered a leader. So we have a special group on Facebook Messenger where we can chat back and forth, send pictures and images and everything. If you're not familiar, it's very useful. What we do is once a consultant promotes to regional, then they are allowed into that group. They're added to that group messenger. And in this messenger, we communicate about things more in depth. We offer once a month, we have our leadership training. We communicate dates for meetings and everything like that in the group. We talk about more in depth on how to promote through the business faster, how to gather customers, and more training on specific talking and leadership things and personal development, all that kind of stuff. So we do all of that. And then we have, like I said, we have the once a month leadership training. And we've had special guests. We do training on, we've talked about taxes. We've talked about things that aren't just Ambit related, just all around in general business related, trying to help each other. And those meetings, that's my test. If they don't show up for those meetings, then again, it's a red flag. I know that they're not serious about building their business. So we offer ongoing training all the time. And that goes into the next onboarding step and test. As RCs, they're offered weekly one-on-one coaching sessions with me. Anyone who's in that leadership group messenger that I talked about, they get a 30-minute session with me once a week or once every other week if they want it. They have to ask for it. I give them my schedule, and they fit into the slots that I have available. And again, it's not always just about Ambit. It could be about personal development or anything business related. But we talk about their specific goals and helping them hit those goals and things like that. They are held accountable for their business at this point. Once they become regional, they are held accountable for attending meetings, for hitting their goals, for becoming that leader. And I really strive to teach all of my team members how to do exactly what I do, because that's the goal, right? To be duplicatable. All right, so the last part that I'll talk about is just a couple little tips that I give. I really look at this business as an apprenticeship for success. And as a new marketing consultant, they're kind of going through the orientation probation phase. They're still learning. They got to get the basics down. Everybody's usually scared, right? You got to get them started. Then as a regional consultant, now they're in the training and skill gathering phase. That's the way I look at it. They're starting to learn a little bit more in depth. They're putting those things into action. Then as a senior consultant, now they're in the really active phase. This is the point where I expect that they should be doing presentations. They should be doing trainings. They can help with the different trainings that we have. When you become an SC, you should have a pretty good grasp of how you're building your business. And then as an executive, of course, I'm an executive myself. So when someone gets to an executive, you should be pretty self-sufficient. I've taught you everything that you need to know. I'm always here. It's not like we go anywhere, but I want you to be self-sufficient by the time you get to my level. So that's kind of like my little analogy of how the business is. You got to treat each step as a test. Give them, I give everyone a chance, guys. Every single person gets a chance. But your time is very valuable, so you want to make sure that you're giving your time to those that deserve it the most. If they don't reciprocate the energy that you're willing to give to them, then you got to move on. So don't feel bad when people disappear. They're letting you know that it's not working for them, and it's just not the right time. So you want to find other new consultants. You want to keep sponsoring. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. I've heard Brian say that many a times. You don't want to be focusing on one consultant and then they disappear. You got to have lots of consultants that you're helping build so that it continues to go. And Brian, that is my training. I'll give it back to you.
Well, I appreciate that. Stick in here with me. I just wanted to accentuate a couple of points that you made. First and foremost, you know, it's really not any different than the way we traditionally build, except you're just layering in technology, and technology allows speed in the system. You know, I loved it when you talked about how you were running to do this in home, multiple in homes, and meeting people is exactly the exact same way that I built my business. Very, very great way to build it. You know, get you up close and personal. But now that that's not possible, you know, people aren't thinking you're lazy sitting doing Zoom meetings with them, and it allows you to cover a lot more ground a lot faster. I can remember driving down to the valley in the early days, and you know, I supposedly it was going to be a meeting with five or six people for a new person I'd started, and you know, it was about a 6.5 hour drive, and when I got there, you know, it was myself and my consultant, and my consultant was late getting back to his house, you know, so we all have those nightmare stories. A lot better, isn't it, Erica, if you're sitting at home and they don't show up on a Zoom meeting.
Yep, when they don't show up, then I can click my computer off and do something else, you know, or move on to the next meeting. Yep, it's much more convenient.
Yeah, and you think about that time efficiency, and you know, another thing too is I love, you know, you call it test, and on the Facebook Live call, you know, I talked about, you know, watching the Westminster dog show, where, you know, they have the hoops and the dog jumps through, and then they go turn around and they jump through the hoop a little bit higher and they get a treat. You know, that's very much, and I've trained live on that all the time. That's very much the way you need to do your business is, you know, you've got certain things that you're looking for. And, you know, when somebody consistently refuses to jump through that hoop, though be it maybe only 2 or 3 inches off the ground, it tells you an awful lot. And like you said, you know, there are exceptions, you know, people, stuff comes up, life gets in the way. But when that consistently happens, you intuitively, after you get a little bit more experience, know when to move on. And typically when you move on, it's something along the lines of, hey, you know, Mary's calling, oh, I apologize, you know, I can't do this and everything. You know, it's like, hey, Mary, look, I totally get it. I'm building a big business. I would love for you to be a part of it, but I can't help you build a big business, which in turn helps me build my big business if we can't get on the same page here. You know, you can maybe give them one more chance, or you say something to them along the lines of, you know, so when you really want to get serious, you really want to get tutored, it sounds like maybe now's not a good time for you and your life. I'm always here. I want to help you, you know, but, you know, I don't want to beg you to do the business or force you to do the business. So I'll look forward to hearing from you at some point in the future when the timing might be a little bit better for you. And at that point, it's done, you know. I mean, the line's kind of drawn in the sand and you move on. You know, I people all the time, you know, have this vision of what somebody should be. You know, they're a great speaker, they know a ton of people, or, you know, whatever rationalization a person has that says this is going to be my next Ray Monty or my next Philip Eckhart or, you know, my next John Drew or whoever they envision them to be the next superstar in their business. And, you know, you don't know what's going on in people's lives. And if it is to be, it's up to me. Well, it's up to them to build their own business. Everybody owns and operates their own business. We've all chosen Ambit Energy to drive revenue to it. and the success or lack of success of that business is totally dependent on the owner of the business. And we're there in a support role. And I love what you, when you talked about, you know, you take them through a process, you get them to regional, and then the hoop goes up quite a bit. I mean, they're expected to attend. They're expected to do this, expected to do that. And the last point I want to ask you a couple of questions, but the last point I want to kind of make in review is you set up your own system. In other words, I want everybody on the call to understand that nobody's dictating to them the way their system has to work. You know, you went from traditional to using online methodologies, but John probably builds his business a little bit better than you do, even though he's been your mentor. I'm the same way. I don't believe in scripts. I don't believe in, you know, it has to come from the heart. So, you know, if you're using scripts or if you ever have used scripts in the business, I really don't recommend it. You know, you can have bullet points and say, hey, here are the main things at this particular point in the system you want to get across, but it needs to come across in their language and from their heart. So let me ask you a couple questions.
Sure.
You built the business traditionally for years, started to look at using some online methodologies before COVID. COVID hit, and then basically it's like, hey, if I want to build it all, this is the way I've got to do it. You got some mentorship. You joined the five-star power team group. All the training modules are in there, so on and so forth. Talk about the differences. You know, you have this background of building it traditionally, and now you have a good several month background of building it. And if you weren't successful doing it online, I know Jonathan wouldn't have invited you to be on the series. But you know, talk about that a little bit, the differences that you've seen and some of the transitional issues that you kind of encountered.
Well, I have to say I've been blessed. I always want to say this because I believe that even the transitional issues, they make us better. I firmly believe that. So working with Jonathan, what happens is you find someone that you trust and that you like their style, and then you follow them. Well, Jonathan did all the hard work, and I just started following him. I started watching what he did and putting those things into action. And he teaches attraction marketing, and I just want to share that how well it works, because attraction marketing basically is just sharing your life, things that you do in your life on Facebook or whatever social media platform you're on. And people who are interested in the same things as you, they become attracted to you, and they start reaching out, and you start communicating. And it absolutely works. I have an amazing executive consultant in my team that I can specifically tell you that if it wasn't for the attraction marketing, he would have never joined. He's actually a family member, but he didn't believe in the business. And after, I think it was probably 2 years of him watching us, he finally joined. He fast-tracked to executive consultant. It's Chester Heather. I don't know if anyone knows who he is, but he's a phenomenal leader. And it's all because of that attraction marketing. So that's a positive. It's been very, very good. The other positives are the time, using your time wisely, the being able to jump from meeting to meeting and not have to drive 6 hours and have no one there. Some of the bad things, and it's not necessarily bad, just a little bit of a hiccup. You got to learn how to use the Zoom. It's not real hard, but when you're afraid of things, you just have to get in there and do it. You know what I mean? Zoom and Facebook, I was petrified, but once you get in there and you actually do it, it becomes quite easy. You just push a couple buttons. We do have a challenge of getting some people on the Zooms because they don't know how to use the equipment, you know, the applications or whatever. So it takes the people that are inviting them to make sure that it's easy for them to just push a button and get on the meeting. I don't know. I'm trying to think of anything else. Do you have something in specific in mind? I hope that answered your question, Brian.
No, it did. And I think it brought up a good point, you know, at a high level, nothing's perfect. You know, I mean, nothing is, you know, you're going to get in and everything's going to work great. I mean, it's got its challenges, and certainly getting people to download the Zoom app on their computer or the Zoom app on their phone. However, I will say that more and more people are needing to do that for work. And so a lot of that learning curve, I think, as the months pass, has declined. But, you know, it's like anything else. It's not without its issues. And that's exactly what I wanted you to communicate to people is, you know, there are going to be issues as you go along. You work through them, and somebody didn't know how to download the app, you know, and you get some people that are, you know, pretty ignorant when it comes to all that sort of stuff, and you just have to work through them and work through it to get them to be able to participate. But I will say this, both for Facebook and for Zoom, which are two of the major technologies that are being used. Once you do start to use it, it's pretty user friendly. I mean, they've had to make it user friendly, or, you know, in Zoom's case, it wouldn't have subscribers. Now, Zoom is free. People are wondering that aren't familiar with it. You can go download Zoom on your phone. You can download it on your computer, and the app is free. And typically what you're going to do is you're going to send somebody an invitation via email or text, and they'll just click on it. And as long as they've got the Zoom app on there, you know, it's going to pull up and take them to that meeting. But, you know, there's trainings for all that sort of stuff, you know. So if you're brand new and it's kind of overwhelming, oh, you know, I'm not a technology person. Believe me, there's no bigger non-technology person than me. And it sounds like you too, Erica, when you first got started.
Well, it sounds like to me that you're a professional already. You're giving us exactly how to use it. You've become a pro, Brian.
Well, I've gone from totally being ignorant to, you know, having some proficiency in it, and I'm working on it. But the reason for that, just like with you, is I decided I wanted to do it, and I decided that, hey, this is a great investment of my time, and this is the wave of the future. I mean, make no bones about it. If you're going to build a big business like I did back in, let's call it pre-COVID, or in what I call the heyday of traditional building, if you're going to build a big business in post-COVID, and of course it's not over, but at some point it will be, in post-COVID, I can tell you, you're not going to do it in the traditional sense. And let me just give everybody on the call, before we go, one example. Think about how many people you've invited, or your organization has invited to come to a hotel meeting or come to an in-home meeting, and all the different excuses you got. You know, well, you know, Johnny got sick at the last minute, or Johnny had a project due and I couldn't come because of that, or, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know, we could stay on until, you know, 4 in the morning talking about all the different excuses. But what are you going to do when somebody says, you know, Brian, you know, the pandemic's over, you know, they've come up with the vaccine, and, you know, it's basically over. Fast forward, I don't know how many months, and then fast forward another several months where, you know, it's starting to be a faint memory in people's minds. Okay. What are you going to do when you call that person up and ask them to hotel meeting, which you will be doing, and they say, you know, well, Brian, you know, with the pandemic and everything, I'm just not really comfortable going to a hotel meeting and a lot of people, and it might not social distance. You know, I'm just not quite there yet. I hope you understand. There's no argument to that. You know, there's nothing you can say, right? So at that point, say, well, look, I totally get that. Would you be willing to spend a couple of minutes on a Zoom call with me on the internet? Boom. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yep.
You know, so you think about how hard it was to get people to come to meetings and get them to actually show before, and then, mm-hmm. you know, can't do it at all right now. But post-pandemic, bottom line is it's going to be even harder. And that's why I say that the way our business is going to move is going to be move more and more to technology. Not that you're not going to do your Starbucks meetings, you and your new consultant meeting their prospect, and not that you're not going to, they're not going to be trainings again. And certainly in 2021, you know, ambition is going to be, I'm sure, wide open and, you know, back in, you know, some center, I don't know if it'd be the American Airlines Center, but, you know, back up and running as a live event. And, you know, so I'm not saying it's not going to go back. What I'm saying is it's never going to be the same. And if you want to build a huge organization, you know, jump on board. And the best place right now that I know of within Ambit is in the five-star power team. It's just incredible. Well, Erica, I tell you, it's been a pleasure to watch you train on Facebook Live, and encourage everybody to go to
Unit 7 on the 5-star. Yep.
Yeah, on the 5-star power team, go to Unit 7, and, you know, click on units. If you're on your phone at the top, just click on units, and then you'll see all the different units. And you want to watch them all, but if you want to see the replays of the Facebook Lives and the Evolution Series, it's Unit 7. And, you know, if you haven't done that, go back and you know, and look, this isn't a view it one time and check off the list. Okay, I got it. View it, take notes, view it again, take more notes, view it again, then start to practice it, then view it again, and you know, all of a sudden, you know, something clicks. So, wow, that worked. That conversation went well. Hey, this person actually, you know, in Unit 1, Holly Martin's unit, she talks about attracting people and actually get people, you know, teaching people how to get them to the somebody that you've struck up a relationship on Facebook with, to say, oh, what do you do? You know, well, the first time that happens, believe me, it's exciting. You know, it's like, wow, it really worked. You know, it's kind of like getting that first $100 check from Ambit. You go, wow, you know, this is not talking about my upline's check anymore. That's my check. Well, you know, when you sign up your first person using this methodology, it's a good day, and it just goes ballistic from there. Well, thanks again for getting on, Erica. I thank everybody for getting on to the call this upcoming Wednesday, 8:00, and you've got to join the group on Facebook, because we do it Facebook Live. You're going to have executive consultant Jake Hughes, and he's going to put the spread on the bread. And then next Sunday on this call, Jake will follow up with that Wednesday presentation. So thank you again, Erica. And bear with that, if you would, let's open it up. Let everybody thank Erica for hopping on with us.
Now, Erica, here's the best part. You say that you feel good about being on this call. Hang on a second. Let me let everybody tell you thank you. Then you get the full treatment. Hold on just a second.